Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour.
There must be some kind of way out.
I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Gail Goodman is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. She's a friend of ours and one of my vendor partners. I do business with Gail. I'm glad to say that I do. She's the CEO of a company called Roving. Actually, Constant Contact, I think, is the official name now. And she's going to help us do some of the things I mentioned to you earlier. She's going to help us bring all those people around the world to our doorstep. Gail Goodman, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I was telling the audience that I posed this question earlier, Gail, before you got here. And I said, what if 10 years ago I said to you, how would you like for me to open up the world to you on the scale of what McDonald's has accomplished worldwide with all their different storefronts? But without all the expense. If I'd said that to most people 10 years ago, they would have said, okay, what are you smoking? Or, you know, why are you talking that nonsense? Or you can't do that. And 10 years ago, maybe we couldn't have. But today, basically, what I just said is possible, isn't it?
It is.
We can bring the world to our doorstep, can't we?
We can bring the world to our doorstep. The internet creates the ability for anyone, anywhere, to reach you, if they know how to find you. Mm-hmm. So step one is opening that global storefront. Step two is actually getting people to come to that storefront.
Mm-hmm. And then step three is getting them to come back.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You know, exactly. When my sponsors first do business with me, or when any customer over my career has ever done business with me, I've always been really excited. Not quite as excited as when they came back and did it a second time.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you know, you can fool anybody once, but when you do it twice, you've done a really good job, haven't you?
Well, I think that's a fabulous theme for everyone to be thinking of as they head into 2005, which is how do I drive repeat business from the people who have already done work with my company?
Because
mm-hmm. they're your next best prospect.
Mm-hmm.
We all love the customer, the new customer.
Right.
But let's be honest, more of our business in 2005 is going to come from people who have already touched our business in one way or another than it's going to be from brand new people we've never met before.
It troubles me to see people spending a disproportionate amount of time looking for brand new customers at the expense of their existing customers, and a disproportionate amount of time, and much less proportionate amount of their time serving the people who already know where they are. It's troubling, isn't it?
I can't believe how many businesses I talk to, when I ask them about what their plan is for marketing, all they talk about is new customers.
Yep.
They completely forget the existing base, their biggest opportunity in their marketing plans.
One of my favorite stories to tell about this, Gail, is something that a man told me probably 15 years ago. I was visiting with the state director of that state's banking trade group, and he said, if my bank members would find out everything that their existing customers needed in terms of banking services and delivered those banking services to existing customers, they wouldn't need a new customer for 5 years.
Exactly.
Now that was a strong statement, but you know what? I believe him. I believe that. I believe it was true 15 years ago, and it's more true now than ever before.
What's great is that the internet has made it possible for you to have a global storefront. It's also made it incredibly convenient and inexpensive to communicate with the base of folks who are already doing business with you through this miracle called email marketing.
Yep. You know, Gail, when I buy things online, they always give me, I say always, usually the good ones, the smart ones, give me two check options at the end of the transaction. One of them is, would you like for us to email you offers that we have, or news that we have about things that you might be interested in. And the other one is, sometimes, you know, we like to share our email, our customers. We may want to share our customers with other people who do what we do. Would you like for them to know about you? I always check the first one and say, yes, please notify me if you have anything to offer me. I never check the second one because I don't want other people to have my email that I don't give it, if I don't give it to them. But that first one, that's a biggie, isn't it?
It is a biggie. And it's not just online orders as is the opportunity to collect email addresses. If you have a retail storefront, you should put out a guest book and collect email addresses there. If you're doing business at networking events, if you're doing customer service phone calls, you should end those calls with, would you like to, you know, sign up for our email newsletter or join our email list? There are loads of opportunities to collect email addresses and permission from the customers that you touch, mm-hmm. not just in an online purchase. So it needs to become part of your culture to develop this email contact database, because once you have it, it's literally fractions of a penny per contact, mm-hmm. stay in touch.
Yeah, and the thing is these people that you're going to reach out to, these are high percentage folks. If you do direct mail, if you get, in most of the time, 1% response, and that's not sales, that's just response, in a direct mail is a pretty darn good direct mail plan. But when you're emailing to people that you already have met, that's a high percentage of close rate there, isn't it, Gail?
It is. You'll get a very high response rate because they recognize your brand, they know your business, they know what value you deliver, and then they'll do this other amazing thing. They'll forward your email mm-hmm. to friends and colleagues that they think might be interested in your offer.
I do it all the time. I do. I forward things to my friends, and I say, "Hey, you know, I was thinking about you. This is you, the other day. You mentioned that you know you're looking for something like this. I just came across this. Here it is."
Yeah, it's called word of mouth marketing, mm-hmm. and it's a side effect of email marketing, and it's free.
Right.
It's free marketing to an amazingly broad. That's how you get around the world.
And that's one of the best ways small business owners can be exceedingly successful, outrageously successful in the 21st century, is if you can plug into this. And Gail, you just have to start with the first one, right? I mean, you just click the first email and you build on that. I remember my first newsletter, Gail, over five years ago, went out to 20 people. I worked so hard on that first one, and it went out to 20 people. Now I've got thousands of subscribers. Gail Goodman, ladies and gentlemen, she's with Constant Contact. When we come back, this is the lady who can help us do all these things, and we're going to get her to tell us how to do that. 20 after, we'll be right back. Back, it's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Gail Goodman is our guest, and she's the president and CEO of Constant Contact. Gail, tell us about your company.
Constant Contact is a company that helps small businesses, nonprofits, do email marketing, send email newsletters, company announcements, promotional announcements, event announcements, all over the internet in a very simple, easy-to-use environment.
Folks, it's easy. It's easy to do email marketing, but it is more complicated than it used to be. And so it's one of the things that I'm excited about Constant Contact for, folks, is that they've taken some of this complication and for a very, very small amount of money, have navigated those waters for their customers, and kicked open a lot of doors that makes our email marketing get to the people that we want to get to. And I'm glad to say that I'm a customer of Gail's. And Gail, I want to thank you for all that you do for my company.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Gail, and by the way, folks, if you've heard me say roving before, that was part of your name up until a few months ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was our original company name.
Right.
But we always marketed the product as Constant Contact and eventually decided to just change the company name to the product name.
So if you go back and listen to archives of shows we've done with Gail in the past, it's the same company. They're just morphing their name into something that's a little more intuitive, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what's another step that we need to take to reach out and touch our customers and to do some more things? You actually have some New Year's resolutions for that, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I think the big New Year's resolution is to really resolve to touch your customers in 2005. And when you think about doing that, there's just a few things to getting started. You know, one is that you really need to communicate consistently with people. You know, definitely see small businesses kind of go, you know, start and stop on this. They start communicating, and then they get busy with other things. We're all busy with other things. So as you start into 2005, resolve to have a plan. Once a quarter, once a month, decide your frequency and stick to it. Put it on your calendar. Get ready to do it.
And Gail, this whole resolution is predicated on the fact that it's not the customer's job to remember us, is it?
No, it really isn't. I have a friend who has a small consulting business, and she sends out a monthly newsletter. And she talks about this phenomenon. She sends the newsletter, and her telephone rings. And it's clients who've worked with her in the past who are calling, and they're frantic. Oh, Joanne, I need you, like, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And her thought is, why didn't he call me yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
It isn't like I haven't done 5 projects for him in the past. And the simple answer is out of sight,
out of mind. That's right.
So by doing something as simple as, and her email is not promotional at all.
Mm-hmm.
She's an HR consultant. She does a little HR newsletter. 2 or 3 issues, very short.
Couple of tips,
and bam, she's getting her name back in front of her client base, and they remember her, and they take action.
See, when I was a consultant, I used to have to do that by going by their offices. If I hadn't heard from a client for a while, I'd just go by, and, hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm so glad you're here. Here, take this project.
Yeah,
but if I hadn't gone by, he wouldn't have done that.
Absolutely not.
But in those days, I didn't have email. No one had email.
Well, and there may be some clients you do want to give that kind of intimate touch to.
Right.
But none of us has the time to do that with every potential client on our list.
Especially since a lot of our clients in those days, all my clients were pretty much within driving distance.
Yes.
But now it's not like that.
So they're email all over can the place. Help you stay top of mind, and it will drive the incremental business.
Right.
And the great news is, it's not hard, and it's very inexpensive compared to our other options.
It's incredibly amazingly inexpensive, and it's like getting used to doing anything else. It's a little bit of a trend you get into. You get into to being used to doing it. Right now, for a lot of people, Gail, I think it's intimidating because they've never done it before. But folks, it's just like learning how to ride a bicycle. You know,
and I would encourage anyone who hasn't done it before who's listening to this to go just see what we're talking about. We offer a free trial. So for 60 days, you can go in, look at what it takes to send an email message, which is incredibly little.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to constantcontact.com, there's a free 60-day trial. Take a look. Attempt to write a newsletter and just send it to yourself and your spouse and your business partner. And just see what it'll look like.
Don't you have some little? You also have some little templates that help them out too, don't you?
Yeah, we have. We try to take all of the technical complexity out and let you, as a business person, just focus on what you want to say. That's the one part we can't do for you. So we have over 75 pre-formatted templates that look great, are going to make you look great, and get you started really quickly.
Right. All right, what did you learn in 2004 that will help us in 2005?
I think, four quick lessons for email marketers. One is this: communicate consistently.
Mm-hmm. That means on a fairly regular basis.
Exactly.
All right, we've got about 20 seconds.
Okay. Second is make sure the information you communicate is really relevant, really targeted.
Mm-hmm.
And third, pay attention to your results so you know what's working so you can repeat and improve.
Right. Gail Goodman, thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Thanks for all you do there at Constant Contact. Don't forget ConstantContact.com, folks. Take advantage of that free trial. Thank you, Gail. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bye.
See you next time. Quick break, right back with Ivan Meisner. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.